Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. This is the part 2 of the previous episode in which I talked about 4 stupid questions which will cost you sales. So if you haven't listened the previous episode, that is episode number 37, then kindly listen to that episode first before listening to this, alright? So in this particular episode, I will talk about 4 more stupid questions which you should not use in any situation, right? So the first question is, would you like a proposal or a quote? How many times have you gotten a proposal or a quote? What do you do with it after you receive it? Nothing. The same is going to happen if you send one to your prospect, right? They are not going to even look at it. Now you are stuck playing the chasing game and showing your neediness, right? Hey, have you read the proposal? Hey, did you get my proposal? What do you think of it? I absolutely hate proposals. You can spend hours, days, even weeks crafting the perfect proposal. And when you send it to them, what happens? You never hear from them back again. Proposals are a waste of your time. If your prospect ask you for a proposal, then you should reply by saying this. What exactly are you looking in the proposal? So don't waste time crafting a proposal when you have no idea what they want. Get to the bottom line and learn what your prospect is looking for. And if they say that they are looking for A, B and C, you can respond with this line that let's pretend I send you the proposal and you like what you see. What's going to happen next? Are you and I going to do business? How soon are you ready to move forward? Boom! Right there, you have just completely reversed the sales conversation. Instead of the prospect qualifying you, you are not qualifying the prospect, right? Seeing if they are serious about doing business. If they are not, there is no point going further. They are just going to waste your time. Now the second question is, who is the best salesperson that's ever called you? This question is extremely ego-driven. Why would a salesperson even want to know the answer to this? The only purpose is to imply that you are the best salesperson the customer has talked to. this question doesn't add value to the conversation in any way. It does not tell you the prospect's needs, their desires, what their problems are, or why they are even talking to you. The customer does not care if you are the best salesperson on the planet. Remember that the customer only cares whether you are able to solve their problems or not. That's the only thing which is in their mind, right? To summarize, you should never ask this question, right? Now the third question is, can I send you an email? Remember how we talked about proposals and why sending one is a waste of time. The next question is just as bad, and that is, can I send you an email? This question is worse than asking if they would like a proposal. Much, much worse. When you ask this question to a prospect, you are implying that you are a poor salesperson. Remember this thing, that the purpose of a proposal is to lay out the terms of agreement and the payment terms. Sending an email is no better than sending a proposal. If you cannot close a sale when you are face to face with the prospect or on a phone call, what makes you think you can do it through an email? The only time you would send an email to a prospect is to send them an invoice or a payment link. You need to have confidence in your own skills. Rely on your charisma, your charm, your experience, and your ability to sell. Emails do not close deals. You do. Alright? Now the fourth question is, are you looking to buy today? No, I'm not looking to buy today. Get off my back. There is no reason to ask this stupid question. It pressures your prospect into feeling as though they must buy something today itself. People hate to be sold to, but they love to buy. If you are trying to force the customer into making a decision they are not ready for, then there is no way you will succeed. People don't like to feel as though you are the reason they are buying. So don't act like the salesperson that prospects have nightmares about. Don't ask them if they are looking to buy. Make them want to buy. Ask them questions and pique their curiosity, right? So I hope this episode brought a lot of value for you today. I wish you all the very best. Alright guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn, and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode, and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself, and I love you all.